Huzzah, Rangers! This is Phil Harris here at the Jax Rangers Show. I am joined with Bozo Six. Bozo, how the hell are you?
I'm doing all right, Phil. Good evening.
Good evening. We've got an excellent guest this time around, a very, very special guest. He's been on here many, many times. He's a great friend of the show. His name is Kyle, the Eagle Sequeira. Kyle, how the hell are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent, my friend. Let me get into the sponsorship ad real quick, as we do on every single episode here. We are sponsored by Inkify, custom printing and embroidery since 2010. Inkify provides high-quality decorated apparel nationwide, from ordering the apparel to printing, adding a private label, folding, bagging, and fulfillment. They handle it all, so you don't have to.
Incredible.
Head over to Inkify.com, not done yet, to order and tell them TJRS sent you, and you'll get 15% off your entire order. And that, Bozo Six, is a hell of a deal. Wouldn't you agree?
It's incredible. There we go. On time. It's a little early, you know?
No worries,
pal. That's a short arm penalty. Short arm, all right?
No worries. Free kick on that one there. Yeah, let me, Kyle, I know that you've worked or been there at Inkify to see the operations. I'm sure you're super impressed with what they do over there as well.
Whoops.
Whoa.
He's gone.
Hang on.
He's like, nope, I'm out.
He's like, I'm not getting paid for this shit. I'm not going to tell you anything.
The questions are too hard. The time there we go. He's back.
All right. Here he is.
What happened. Sorry.
No idea. Right. Sometimes this thing, it's weird. We've got DC hackers trying to shut the stream down. It is what it is. You know, they just hate that we're red, white, and blue before them. But yeah, Kyle, let's talk about last season. Let's rewind real quick to 2023. Okay. The final whistle blows in Chicago. What's going through your mind at that moment?
I mean, first off, like, couldn't believe that we actually won. Like, just a lot to get there, I guess. And like, I guess a lot of like, can't even think of the word, but a lot of stuff like from last year, make it to the conference final, you know, and yeah, winning all those games, setting all the records and everything, and then to come up short, kind of just gave us a big redemption, I guess.
Yeah.
And to do with all those guys, just unbelievable. The feeling was amazing. Couldn't have written it any better. So
I was in disbelief. I was there. I've talked about this many, many times on this show, and it felt like a dream to me. It felt so surreal, and it like slowly over a period of time, like I was like, oh, we won. I can't believe it. This is unreal. You know, a 1-point victory in a final is just, it's crazy to think about to begin with. It for us to come out on top on that thing is just unreal. And of course, Bozo had the best reaction of all time. The best huzzah I've ever heard in my life is from him doing that huzzah at the end there, man. That was classic TJRS moment right there for sure.
It was real.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it. It was a legit reaction to us winning the final, which is really, really cool. You and I, Eagle, had a fantastic, awesome moment during the trophy pub crawl where we talked about a future Free Jacks Hall of Fame. I've talked about it on this show about how it's kind of unthinkable for certain Free Jacks, and I'm going to, you know, group you into this, like Mitch Wilson, Iron Man, yourself, Eagle, Larry, a couple other guys that like it would be so inconceivable to see them in a different jersey in MLR. I don't think no trade clauses are a thing yet within MLR, but is that something that you would like to work into your contract if it was?
I mean, yeah, I think just those guys, just like the foundation, they've been there since year one.
Yeah.
And like they're the core group of guys that have kind of built what the Free Jacks are today. Mm-hmm. And yeah, now I could never imagine seeing them on another team. I mean, I'm happy here, from here. So I don't even think I have to put a trade clause in. And yeah, I think we, TK and the owners and everyone in the front office do a really good job taking care of us. So I think we have like probably one of the better setups, if not the best in the league. So
absolutely.
I think we're going in the right direction. I definitely want to be a part of it for a while. So
that's awesome. Great to hear that. I mean, that's kind of what I was hoping that the answer that you would provide is, you know, we don't want to see you in like NOLA gold colors. I think that would be absolutely disgusting, to be honest. No. Like you're red, white, and blue all the way for sure. So that's very, very encouraging to hear. Other than Chicago last season, what's been your favorite moment or memory rather, in the red, white, and blue?
Oh man. I think just the connections that I've made with all the guys that have come through the program, those sorts of things, the memories that I've made have just been immense. Can't really take those away from me. An on the field thing. Oh man. I don't know. I think just like a season wide goal, like not losing at the fort, you know, that was a big thing for us.
Yeah, man.
I think that's like something to really hang our hats on. So I think those overall things are what I'd probably say were the best from last season.
Absolutely. Sweep the East was one of the things that we talked about on this show, and that hashtag was going on. And every time we would beat an Eastern Conference team, we would update the Grim Reaper knocking on the doors. That was awesome. I wish that we could do that this year. Obviously, it didn't go the way that we wanted it to, but that was really, really cool. One of the best things, you know, that we can kind of like in the Free Jacks resume, going unbeaten for an entire season at home is definitely high on that list. Obviously, the championship is at the very top, but I wanted to mention your partner, Allie, is a big supporter of our content on this show, especially on Instagram. She's like the first person who watches our stories. You know, like I kind of track that sort of stuff. And like every single time she's on it, Jack, like she's there. She's always at the games and the tailgate. Talk about how important her support of you has been over the years playing rugby.
Yeah. Allie's definitely made a huge sacrifice for letting me play rugby. And I'm eternally grateful for letting me do it. It's awesome seeing how she gets totally involved in everything that's going on with the team and you guys and everything with the Free Jacks, and I think keeps her pretty occupied. So I think she's enjoyed it and embraced it, and that's happy for coming from me.
Yeah, for sure. We've talked about doing a wives and girlfriends episode on the show for a long time now. Do you think she could be the driving force to getting that finally over the line?
She could ask. I don't know how everyone else would feel, but
yeah, sure.
She'd definitely be volunteering to ask and stuff. I
appreciate that. Yeah, for sure. Hopefully that will, you know, come to fruition. That's one of those things that we've talked about for, I feel like, two seasons at this point on the show, and it just hasn't happened yet. So maybe one day we will have a Wags episode and it'll be glorious for sure. What is your impression of the 2024 season for the Jacks at this point?
I think first off, like all the guys that returned, I think we all came in with the mindset of like, we're not done. Like last year was unreal and an amazing thing, but we don't want it to drag into this season, which I think has helped us tremendously. I think leaving right off where we starting right off where we left off last year. Obviously, yeah, we lost to DC 2 points, tough one to lose.
Yeah.
But I also think like the guys that came in, like they're all hungry and just embrace what the Free Jacks are about. So I think we have a good mix of guys that are coming in hungry and guys that are returning that are also hungrier than they were last year.
Sure.
So I think, yeah, everyone's pretty positive at this point and we're ready to go every week. So.
Yeah, I mean, the record speaks for itself, right? I mean, obviously, you would ideally want to be undefeated at this point. That's not realistic, you know, for most teams in this league to be undefeated. The parity in this league right now is really, really high, which is encouraging. I mean, that's good for the league overall. As Free Jacks fans, we want to win every single game, but we recognize that the teams are getting better that are around us, which is good overall. One of your best friends, the original Q, Quentin Newcomer, former Free Jack, now DC Thief, did he give you a little shit after DC won at Fort Quincy?
Oh, definitely. Well, I mean, he's probably still pretty upset after the last couple times we beat him, and sure. Still a little salty, you know. He definitely not a lot though. He's just a little side laugh walking away from him.
Yeah. I saw you guys did a shorts exchange, which is I've never seen that before. I've seen the jersey exchange many times. I think you guys invented a trend there with the short exchange.
Well, yeah, I think Buckley probably saw Samisi do it at the World Cup with Evan Etzebeth. Yes.
Yep.
And he probably thought that'd be a great great content for the page, and you know, get the Dude Wipes sponsorship in there. So
absolutely. Hey, Buckley, you know, one of the best. It's, you know, in terms of creating content, that guy's really, really on his game for sure. A plus effort from him always. I told Diamond Dave, and then he, you know, that was one of the things that we talked about is, you know, DC winning, that was a big deal for them. I mean, obviously they acted like they won the fucking, you know, Super Bowl, you know, just embracing at the end of the game, which was a little bit embarrassing, but it is what it is. They had not beaten us in over 1,000 days. So good for them. Quentin Newcomer came up to Diamond Dave, myself, and then messaged us on Instagram to make sure that we posted about the loss. We didn't, but we did post about him a couple days later, which was kind of funny. Some Rangers have raised an eyebrow at the 23 this week, Kyle, with Mitch Jacobson selected as captain with Josh Larson, Larry, as we like to call him on this show, starting in the game. I wanted to ask you, what are the differences between leadership styles between Mitch and Larry?
Oh, man. I think they both are really good leaders around the field. I mean, they both, obviously last year, they're both captains at different times. I mean,
right.
Mitch stepped into that role when Josh went down last year. But yeah, I think just overall they're in the same leadership group and everything. And I mean, there's no real fall off or anything like that. And I don't think it's like a knock on Josh or anything that we're switching captains or anything like that. I just think, yeah, I don't think there's really any difference because they're both on the same page all the time. Just think it's
no worries, Bell. So I think what you're talking about is there is an actual leadership group within the Free Jacks. I mean, they posted this like two seasons ago, or maybe it was last season, where they talked about, you know, there's multiple guys within that leadership group, including the captain. And I imagine that both, you know, Mitch and Larry are part of that, and probably a couple other guys, because there's multiple captains. Like Ben Lesage has been the captain of Canada, and he's also on the Free Jacks, right? Like, so there's a lot of guys that have that leadership ability within the Free Jacks.
Yeah, and I think that's probably one of the bigger things. And I think they're all on the same page, really, and getting the same comms out there and whatnot.
Sure.
So I think their leadership styles are probably pretty similar across the board.
Yeah, man. You're approaching 50 caps in MLR, which is an amazing accomplishment. You've done all of that within the Free Jacks organization, the mighty New England Free Jacks, of course. I remember from previous episodes how you wanted to be a professional hockey player back in the day. You actually went to a prep school, if I'm recalling correctly, for hockey. Did you ever look back on your decision to focus on rugby instead and say, I made the right choice?
Oh, definitely. I'd probably not be playing hockey or not be doing anything right now, having a real business job or whatever.
Right.
If I didn't pick rugby, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world now that where I'm at now. If you told me when I was in high school that this is what I'd be doing, I'd say you're crazy.
Right.
So, yeah, it's opened so many avenues for me, man, like going to college and things like that I never really envisioned myself doing. But, yeah, I wouldn't trade for the world.
Yeah, I always enjoy talking to people about their origin story with rugby because it's a big life-changing moment for all of the guys that we have on here and the other shows that I do. I talk about it as well. And it's that little moment. Like for me, it was an internet search. Like I was typing stuff and like I found rugby and then the rest is history. Like that was 17 years ago, 18 years ago, and I'm still obsessed with it to this day. It's a life-changing moment. Like your focus from hockey to rugby has changed your life, you know, tremendously. And now you're an MLR champion. You're almost at 50 caps for a professional rugby team. It's really, really incredible to see those little changes that happen in people's lives. But I wanted to ask you real quick here about, you know, your mom and dad are absolutely killing it at the tailgate. Your family, have they always been very, very supportive in regards to your athletic pursuits?
Oh, definitely. Wherever we're playing games, like an aunt and uncle, we're close. They were always there. Obviously, my parents raising three kids, like obviously they both weren't there at every game, but yeah,
Right.
they made a big point to show up as much as they could. And yeah, it's just special for me, I guess, to see them there. I know they have my back every week. Yeah, really, the only real games they've missed has been when I was in college, and that's just because of the drive.
Right.
But any of the games that were New York City or closer, they were there.
Love
Um,
that.
so yeah, always been involved.
I'll tell you, every time you make a tackle or have ball in hand, I can hear your mom over my shoulder at Fort Quincy in the stands going, "Yeah, Kyle!" Which is it makes me
That
it makes me smile every single time, man. It's so
hasn't
great.
changed at all. Has
Yeah.
not changed. Even when I was 4 years old playing hockey or anything, could
Love
hear her
that.
yelling every game.
That's awesome. Mother's Day is approaching, and we would love to get your mom on the show. This is something that Diamond Dave has pitched to the show, and we would absolutely love to have her on here, among, other moms if we could get them on, but do you think she would be willing to come on the show?
Definitely. She loves
Yeah.
talking, so yeah, she'd be all in.
Hell yeah. That would be great. I actually spoke to her briefly as she was climbing up the stairs at Fort Quincy last weekend, and I complimented her her hat that she had on. I love those rope hats, man. Those things are slick, man. We got to get some Ranger hats like that, but we'll see how that goes. Inkify, our sponsor, maybe we can get that into the works at some point. But last one for me, Kyle, here, and then I'll let Bozo take over. Not selected this week, obviously, for that trip down to Houston. What do you plan on doing with your weekend?
Oh man. Well, yeah, I pulled my hamstring last week, so
Okay.
trying to get on the recovery here. Probably we'll have a training tomorrow. Get in the gym, get on the bike, do some recovery, I guess, some PT work. Trying to get back out there next week. So, yeah, try to keep it chill, I guess.
Sure.
Maybe go, maybe do something with the guys. Still in the works. Haven't really decided
All
yet,
right.
but
No
low-key
solid
weekend.
plans other than
No.
recovery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch the game, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right, Bozo, it's your time to take over, my friend. Kyle, I appreciate your time, man.
Yeah,
First of all,
thank you.
we got to recap some things. So, Kyle's girlfriend could be the first like wife girlfriend episode. His mom could be the first mom Mother's Day like episode. So like
Yep.
there's just like a lot to go. That's a lot to package. I think we might
Yeah.
just have to give them the keys, Phil, and they just might have to take their own episode
Love that.
or
There
something
you
like
go.
that. And then secondly, before I get into my questions, that's quite the headset. Are you like Fortnite-ing? Like are you crushing? Like what are you doing? Like what's the game? It's a gamer's chair too, I think, that you're sitting in.
Yeah. Big video game guy. Right now I'm playing Elden Ring.
Okay. I
Love
have
me a
no
good
idea what that is.
RPG.
Okay.
Like RPG type of game, but yeah, I'll play anything really.
Yeah,
It's
pass the
good.
time in between the training sessions.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. All right. Well, the first one for me is a little bit, I think it's kind of already been answered, but I'll ask it again because Phil, or I'll ask it because Phil kind of mentioned that it was a little bit unthinkable. But with the addition of Healthcare RFC, as we call them, Anthem Rugby, and their mission of like developing USA Rugby talent, what did they approach you at all? Was there ever any like maybe I'll go there?
No, I think yeah,
Okay.
no. But
No.
I think it's more for the guys that are in a younger role that probably haven't cracked an MLR team yet that wouldn't be getting game time or maybe not as much game time in in their environment or whatever. So they're going to Charlotte and try to get those guys more developed quicker, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, that's a we kind of figured that too. Like Junior Gaffa's been lighting it up down there. He just made the team of the week. Although I think the MLR team of the week, I think it's completely fraudulent because they are always throwing low key shade at the Free Jacks. They just are. I think they don't pay attention, and I think they forgot that Junior Gaffa was a Free Jack, and they put him out there, and they're like, oh look at, we got this guy out there, and I'm like, oh man, it's just embarrassing. It upsets me if you can't tell. And then another question I wanted to ask you is, like, so you've been in this Free Jacks thing for a long time now. Have you become like a bit of a local celebrity because the team uses your pictures a lot for like posters and on banners and stuff, and you got the hair, you've been on Steel and Naz. They're like a local Quincy podcast. I listened the first time you went on there. I think you've been on three times if I counted correctly. So like, are you like a local celeb down there in Quincy? Like people see you getting coffee and they're like, oh my God, that guy's the guy.
Last year with the posters hanging up all around Quincy, a lot of people would come up to me and be like, is that you from the poster? And I'd say yes. This year with the posters only being around the stadium, it hasn't happened as much. But yeah, like perfect examples, like last week I went into meet up with some friends from college because they were down playing in the sevens tournament, met up with my old coach, and we were at Assembly, which is like in kind of North Quincy. And the waitress, the first thing she asked me is if we won today. So I was just like,
yeah. Nice.
So stuff like that happens, yeah, all the time. But
yeah, I mean,
luckily, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you got the distinctive look too. I mean, some people, I mean, when you look like me and you're just a bald guy, there's a lot of bald guys out there. So like, I just kind of blend in, but you've got that really nice flowing mane, my man. So like, I feel like it's just distinctive, even if you haven't done it up that day or hit the barbershop recently. So, all right. And so I was wondering this too. So my guy, fellow Plymouth State alumni, Cam Davidowitz, he's a local player like yourself. He had mentioned that in previous seasons, he wasn't in player housing. Are you in player housing this year?
I have been. I am in my own apartment now with Gisali. Nice. But yeah, was in player housing for a little bit. Can get pretty interesting. The year after COVID, we rented a house from Harvard in Cambridge that they weren't using. And there were 16 of us in the house, which was good time, I guess.
Wow. So from the frat house to domesticated life. I like
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
One year I lived with, it was like three apartments all above each other. 12 guys in there.
Wow.
Yeah, it can get quite interesting.
And now here you are getting yelled at if you leave the seat up. So times have changed. Yeah. Incredible. I know. It happens to us all, man. It's part of the age. Yeah. It's part of the aging and domestication process. So hey, as Alvin, I reversed the orders of these questions. But so I wanted to ask you, I feel like there's a low-key conspiracy against you from the Free Jacks brass. They've added all of these hostile Canadian hockey fans. Are you just like starting to get worried? Like every year, just more and more Canadians. Just are they bringing them in specifically to give you shit, dude, about your hockey loyalty?
We get chirped every day, me and Cam, about from the Canadian fellas all the time about the 2010 Olympics. All the time about how many Canadian players are in the NHL. How many Canadian players have played for the Bruins? It's tough sometimes, but
and it's crazy.
They're all good guys. Good.
Well, no, I was gonna say it's crazy too because you're getting it from like all across Canada too, right? You got Cole Keith. He's repping the Maritimes. And then you got all the way out to the West Coast with like Ben Lesage, and then all the middle guys going for the Maple Leafs. So it's like, it's not like you're just dealing with a bunch of like disgruntled Leafs fans because they suck. It's like you got them from everywhere. It's brutal.
Yeah,
it's got to
be brutal. The only one that really gives us a hard time is Ben when Calgary beats the Bruins. He'll let you know the next day. He'll really rub it in your face.
Yeah. Bummer. So speaking of new players, who's impressed you the most this season? Because, you know, every season there's a new crop of players that comes in. We had spoken about how there's like a core group of players that have been there. Who's impressing this season for you?
Oh, man, there's been quite a few, I guess. I mean, you got Mal, Malachi, you got Sean Ralph, Seta Baker. Gannon's been really lighting it up in the back three. Yeah, there's. I think everyone comes in with a great set of skills and attributes that they add to the team. All those new guys, they all come in adding value. I mean, even Piers is primarily a second rower. He's playing flanker and absolutely killing it every weekend. So, yeah, those. I'm missing definitely someone there, but I think everyone just adding tremendous value to the new guys, especially, are adding tremendous value to the club.
Nice. Yeah. Speaking of Piers, fellow GMB guy on the mini team. Is that the GMB hat? Yeah. I love that energy. How about his cheeky try? Huh? A little sneaky one, not held, and then just runs it right in. Incredible.
I don't know. For me, that rule is if you get tackled, you have to drop the ball, pick it back up. That's how I understand the rule. I know that's not how it's usually called. Some refs will let it go. Whatever works, man, you know?
Yes. You know, I didn't have this question on my lineup, but speaking of referees, how about that? I think it was Summers, like pulling the hammy and switching out. How weird was that as a player? Because I've played in those types of cold conditions, and that could actually, when that happened, I was like actually worried. I'm like, oh shit, like this could happen to one of the players right after this, because like they're standing around for 20 minutes.
Yeah. I've never seen that happen before in my life. A ref change like that. He said he got hit in the back and his knee was bothering him. So I didn't really know what was going on. And 2 seconds later, he's walking off the field. See you later. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, it was definitely a weird one. Hopefully he's okay and he can get back to refereeing. But like, that's just weird. You don't expect the ref to go down. It's weird. All right, this one's kind of a fun question. So you going dinner at the Dorchester Room or coffee with Larry?
Oh man. I think I have to go dinner at the Dorchester Room. Not a real big coffee guy. I'll drink whatever kind of coffee you have for me. And those guys go all in for the dinner. So I think that's the one I got to pick.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a coffee snob, but I'll drink anything you put in front of me. And after media day, we had quite the time trying to pick out a place to go to coffee. TK invited me to join the group, and it was quite the experience just trying for them to figure it out. And I'm just sitting there like, hey, I got to pick up my daughter from daycare. I might have to bail on this. Like, can we just pick a spot? All right. So here's another fun question. All right. So the situation is you have to pick a forward to make the game-winning kick. It's from 40 meters out, but it's dead center of the post. Has to be a forward to take the kick, and you get to pick who's taking that shot.
Oh, man. I know this. It's probably going to have to be Tavita Sola. I know he's in Miami right now, but that guy is always kicking every day, so I would have to pick it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, just your thoughts on that. Are you bummed that he's got on down loan, or happy for him because he's getting more time? Or
definitely happy for him. Like, probably taking a couple injuries to get him to some playing time, you know, and stuff like that. Everything with like the foreign spots and whatnot. So yeah, anytime he gets a good opportunity to go and play, I'm definitely happy for him.
I mean, the weather is a plus. We can't really argue with it. I don't mind I wouldn't want all the hurricane stuff, but the other stuff with Miami, I could take some more of. So I'm sure he's not bumming too hard.
No.
All right. Last fun one from me. This one's kind of a little bit, it's a funny question, but we've been throwing it around in our Outriders group chat of getting together a combined like Jack's Ranger show / First Regiment 15. So the likes of Diamond Dave in the front row, Uncle Phil locking it down with Ranger John, maybe me at flanker, Kenny at fullback, Spider out on the wing. Like, would you come to that match?
Hell yeah. I would love to see that.
I think there'd be a lot of pulled hamstrings, cracked backs. It might only last for like five to seven minutes. Maybe the first try wins the game, but I think that would probably be it from us. But we're hoping
that'd be a great pregame before a match. Seeing all those guys, that would be good.
Now, see, I would love to. We've floated this. I don't think we've floated it to the team, but I would love to get. Hey, TK, get out there. And Mags, get out there. I know you guys are older now, but Mags could probably still run circles around all
Mags
of
can still get it. I bet you $1 million he can still get out right,
there. Just get out there. Let's go and just play it one five-minute half. See if we can even put together like three phases. It's like 1 5-minute half. It's like two knock-ons, a scrum, and we're out of there probably. But you know what? Anyway, that's it for me, Kyle. Thanks for all the questions. Up the GMBs. My GMBs poster comes in tomorrow. I'm pretty fired up. It's coming. It's getting put up down here in the bunker. So let's go.
We're on the up and up, man. We're in first place right now.
Love to hear that.
Let's go.
We're doing good stuff.
TJRS is big Green Mountain Boys fans here. Like we're, if we had to pick, it's you guys for sure. Kyle, I just wanted to let you speak directly to the Rangers, the hardcore Free Jacks fans out there. What do you have to say to them specifically?
Oh man, thank you guys for all the support. Every game, like it's not even just the home games, but every game, just seeing the crowd and the people there, showing their support and love for the Free Jacks. It means a lot to us players. Hopefully we do you guys proud every week, and couldn't ask for a better fan group.
Hell yeah, man. I appreciate you being on here. I think this is like your fourth appearance. Like you've been on every single season of the show. So you're a big, big supporter of us and you know, a friend of the show. So we really, really appreciate you. Everybody out there, I wanted to remind you that we are having a watch along at the Granite Bunker at Bozo's Place.
Let's go.
This Sunday at 7:45 p.m. Eastern time is when we'll be going live. Hopefully much better broadcast
definitely,
abilities.
Definitely
better than last time. I will be there. It should be a blast. Appreciate you, Kyle, once again. We've got one word to exit this video, this episode, in 3, 2, 1, huzzah!
Huzzah!